96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bon for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, Marco's Pizza, the National Insurance Board, the National Youth Guard, Ron's Electric Motors, and the World Athletics World Relays.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant. In your company, The Foundation, it's a beautiful day, April 30th, just a pinch away from the end of nomination day at the end of this week. Hope you're doing well. Is this too much? Talk to me. Someone talk to me. Is this too much? Are we getting into too much politics? I don't think so, right? I'm thoroughly enjoying this. I'm hoping that you are. And I want you guys to be able to participate in the conversation. I'll open up the lines real soon so we can do that. It is a wonderful day, April 30th. I hope you guys are out there. If you're celebrating your birthday on the last day of the month, I pray that the Father continues to bless you, watch over you, pour into you with grace and mercy, anoint you afresh and anew, and set you on a course to be able to fulfill that purpose that you have to fulfill in your life. It is a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Guys, got to shout out all the good, decent people. Make sure you check it out on May 11th. On May 11th, we're going to be able to see the Front One Walk, Push, and Mini Health Fair. This is the theme, Heroes Among Us. Heroes Among Us on May 11th, 2024 at 6 a.m. The cost is going to be $30. Red Cross Society Headquarters. This is the Red Cross, Bahamas Red Cross Society actually being able to do this fun Run, Walk, Push, and Mini Health Fair. That they can be able to do those things. They got all the instructions of how you can do that. Find out more information from fourseasonsracemanagement.com. That's fourseason.com. Or in person at the Red Cross headquarters. You know exactly where they are. They're on JFK. Guys, make sure you do that and check those particular persons out. This is the season that you want to be able to participate and get involved in something. Shout out to Four Seasons Race Management. Shout out to them, and they're doing a tremendous amount of things. So if you have some concepts and ideas for being able to do something a little different, give them a call. Give them a call and check those particular things out. But like I said, make sure you check out the Bahamas Red Cross Society and check this out. It's going to be a fun Run, Walk, Push, and Mini Health Fair. And the theme is going to be Heroes Among Us, May 11th from 6 a.m. And the cost is merely $30 to be able to participate. Shout out to my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. If you're in the market for insurance, please check them out. If you're in the market for that kind of a space, so you got yourself some Estes, some Jitneys, some jet skis, some taxis, whatever you Z's you got, right? Whatever you got, make sure you check them out. And they can take very good care of you. 3411 AFS, 3411 AFS. They are located at number 407 Blue Hill Road South. They got everything laid out for you, actually, my good friend, Ethric Bow. They are open on Saturdays. So make sure you do that and have a good conversation. Also, my good, decent people over at Da Vinci's Printing 242. DaVinciPrinting242.com. Check them out. If you are in the market to take this sort of an idea that you have in your mind, if Habakkuk 2 and 2 has overrun you and you scribble it down on the paper, but you haven't made it plain, and you seek to make that thing plain with clarity and pizzazz, with the graphics associated it that it can capture the minds, the hearts, the eyes of any one of the persons who view it. Make sure you go down to the DaVinci Printing Innovators. They got everything available for you, whether it is an envelope for your pastor offering in seed time, whether it's for your tithe, whether it's for a graduation something, whether it's for trinkets, whether it's for stocking stuffers, whatever you need from a printing standpoint, from a graphic standpoint, they can take good care of you. DaVinci Printing 242, DaVinci Printing 242. They are located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza, right there at the intersection of Wolf Road, Bernard Road, Village Road, Soldier Road, right there at the intersection, right there. You can be able to take good care of you in those areas. Guys, it's a wonderful day. And if you're going to get sick of us, you better start doing it now, okay? Let's just do it. Your bag, strap yourself in, and then breathe very slowly into the bag. Do what you got to do. But today we're going to be talking about these things. I got a couple calls and says, Howard, why is it that you're seemingly, you and Garth, seemingly trying to tear down the Free National Movement and Michael Pintard? I don't know if that's what the intent is. I don't know if that's what the intent is. I got a couple of calls tomorrow. I have a very special guest who's going to be coming in with me once we confirm that from the FNM. Once we confirm that former cabinet minister, he's going to be sitting with me tomorrow. Once we could confirm that, identify that, and he can be able to say, yes, Howard, it's a go. Just check me out, the foundation242.com, the foundation242.com. You could find out all information. In fact, you should go there, the foundation242.com. Everything ties into there, all right? You can see the merchandise that we have available. You could put your name on the WhatsApp list. You can click into Guardian. You could click into Spotify. You can do the whole thing, right? So everything is available at one location. Check it out, thefoundation242.com. You can find out more information in there. Also, you can click on to the emails if you want to send me emails, so forth and so on, thefoundation242.com. So we'll have everything available, and then it'll connect to that. You'll be able to see that tomorrow. Well, I'm sitting here with my very good friend, Garth Roseborough, who's sitting here with me today. I figure we could go double for nothing, or double or nothing. I figure we could do it, right? I thought it was good that we could be able to do that, right? We're going to be able to go double for nothing as we move on to Friday of this week. And I believe that the month of May, also the month of grace, is going, the fifth month, is going to be a little bit tumultuous. We're going to be able to get some things there and have good conversation. So I'm grateful to do that. Grateful to have these particular things. Let me introduce you to my very good friend, Garth Roseborough. Garth, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Man, it's a great week, Bahamas. A lot is happening in the news. So once again, I want to encourage you to pick up your copy of the Nassau Guardian. Once again, this is a paper that I sold as a young boy on East Street and Wolf Road.
How much jobs you had, sir?
And listen,
every day you got three more jobs that you did.
God has blessed me to be well-rounded, you know.
My God.
And
so has he blessed me to do the same.
So as you
in a different effect, though, I just want to say that.
So as you started your day, make sure to pick up your copy of The Guardian. For those of you who've been with us from the morning, from your early morning coffee, your morning blend, we want that coffee to remain hot. And that's why we're here on the foundation, to keep the issues that are printed here as hot as possible, boiling hot. And I want to give my appreciation to Howard Grant and the foundation, the staff of The Guardian, for being here once again today. And to choose sides, just simply to magnify what is true. And for those people who feel as if you've been victimized by our commentary, there are open lines here at the foundation. Howard will once again open the lines to you. We'll do our very best to answer those calls as quickly as possible. But for those calling in, please, be respectful too that as we talk much, some of you also talk much, to give someone else a chance. And so Howard is the director. He is the host. We give him that respect. And we thank him for his contributions that he's made so far, prophetically on target.
You're wild enough, sir.
On target.
Prophetically?
It's just been on target, you know. So you could say whatever you want to say, but ask yourself the question, has the foundation been wrong?
People discuss me about it. I like a good cussing.
You like it?
Yeah, man. I think it's healthy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You could take it?
Yeah, man.
Broad shoulders.
I could take a good cussing. If you make it sense. If you're talking foolishness, I just get aggravated. If you didn't make it no sense.
Well, I'll tell you what hit me.
I don't have time to talk to if this is clear foolishness, I don't have the time for it.
Okay. I just don't. Let me hit you early then. Take this Tyson blow.
Wow, this is...
Did we or did we not discuss the fact that our good friend, the deputy leader of the Free National Movement, Shannon R. Cartwright, has always maintained his position as safe. Never really saw him fight for Pintard and the leadership. We've never seen him fight for ministry turn. We've not seen him fight for anything other than the people of St. Barnabas, but he is the deputy leader of the Free National Movement. And so, in being so, if you are that deputy, Howard, I would like for you today to just share with us the role, the trifect role, the leader, the deputy, and the chairman, and what makes a great administration in terms of party politics.
Well, more specifically, I want to be able to talk like this. I looked at it, and I looked at the dynamics of it. My very good friend, Seb, in the studio with us, Ambassador Devin Rule. I am so grateful to be able to have him in here. We can do this, and we can be able to have a very clear conversation. Last week, we started to talk about being able to look at some things from an introspective standpoint. It led to significant conversations this week. We had no idea that Friday would have been sort of such a tumultuous day with this kind of a conversation that says, okay, hey, listen, this is where we are, right? This is the position that we're in, and we're going to convention. So I want to talk about this. I want to talk about relentlessly we're having a conversation about this concept and idea as to whether or not the Free National Movement is structured accordingly. Now, you said you're Shannon Dawn Cartwright. Before we do anything with Shannon Dawn Cartwright, I have to say this, my brother. I got a shout out to Shannon Dawn Cartwright. He is not in country. I had an opportunity to be able to reach out to him. He's not in country. He's celebrating and with his twin girls. They're graduating from university. So congratulations to Shannon Dawn Cartwright. Congratulations to him and his family that continues to be able to do those things. His wonderful, lovely mother. I'm sure that the whole entire family is everything. So I want to be able to say that first and foremost. And then secondly, I want to be able to say that we did say that. Shannon Dawn ain't going to say nothing. He ain't gonna talk. He ain't gonna talk. Cut his mic on for me, please. Right? He's not gonna talk. He hasn't said anything. He's remained steadfast in this sort of a position and being able to do this. Now, I want to introduce you to my very good friend. I don't know whether or not you're familiar with him. Like I said, I did not remember that we would be able to do this, so I had a good conversation with him. But I want to have this kind of a conversation. This morning, Garth, this morning, I reached out to my good friend, right, Ambassador Devin Rule. Mm-hmm. And the analogy yesterday that we used about David and Goliath. And then when we started to talk more specifically to indicate that Goliath was a man of war, and the fear and trembling associated with him was not just merely because of his stature, but because of his expertise, his experience, and what persons would have known him to do. Mm-hmm. Let's get deep now. We also talked about how David had to give you his own resume before he engaged. David indicated to you that, Bala, you don't even know me. I already rip lions and bears asunder with my bare hands. He had to give you the preamble. This morning, I spoke with my good, decent friend, and he gave me some insight. I got to introduce you to him. Ladies and gentlemen, you know who this is. He's my very, very good friend. We always enjoy great conversations. I believe that this trifecta today is going to be a strong, because this man is a learned man. He's a strong man. And you too, my brother Garth. We always have great conversations together. I want to introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, again, to a close friend of the show, none other than Ambassador Devin Rule. My brother, what's happening with you today?
All is well. I am honored to be here once again. Dave Bahamas. I am, when I stepped in and saw your good friend Garth here, who I always listen to you guys have in exchange, I almost put up a Baptist finger and tipped myself back out.
Why you want to do something like that?
Hey, don't
why you want to do something?
I don't think there's any space to add anything to this conversation.
You can't leave without giving the offering, Roberto.
you sound like a wise pastor. Yeah,
now, I want to say this. This morning you gave me some insight about some stuff. Now, I want to do this. I want to be able to take it away from this. And to the person that actually had a good conversation with me this morning, it's a trusted voice and it's a loved voice. And so I appreciate what the person actually said already, that my desire, and if I'm doing so, I got to pull back. My desire is not to pull apart, not at the Free National Movement, not Michael Pintard, not Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis, not any of these particular things. But we in this dispensation, we talked about this yesterday, Garth. Mm-hmm. We talked about this time and era that needs a particular type of leadership.
Of course.
As we describe this leadership, you may take offense.
Of course.
I needed to get a little deeper into these things and talk about it, not only from the surface level, but take it a little bit deeper. Ambassador, you said to me something this morning that I thought was profound, and I'd like you to be able to share it. Yesterday, like I said, the example, we talked about David and Goliath, and we, being a religious people, we run into the stories that we know and give comparison to these particular things. But there are some caveats, some backdrops that a lot of persons don't necessarily pick up on. Talk to me about that.
Well, before I weigh in, can you give me a summary of what the feel of our contribution was concerning David and Goliath?
Yesterday we were talking about...
just to set a backdrop.
Just a backdrop. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we were having a good conversation and they started to talk about how Dr. Minnis is viewed in the capacity as Goliath, right?
A man of war.
But not necessarily because of his political stature,
right,
that he was the former prime minister, but because that he's truly a quote-unquote man of political strategy or a man of war in this particular capacity.
Yes.
Right? David, right, who had to present to you and give you the concept and idea that even though you didn't see me, here's my resume, right? Yeah. I come to take you out, right? And so the question that we had yesterday is to whether or not this new candidate, this one who has not been tested by the waters of national prominence, right, but only found himself in leadership capacity within the Free National Movement, whether or not he has what it takes to be able to take off the proverbial head, quote, proverbial head of the former leadership of the party, right? So the comparison, I said, I think everybody missing it.
Yeah.
Goliath was a man of war. And David was also prepped by the Holy Spirit in these particular capacities. Talk to me about it.
Okay, well, y'all were in deep waters yesterday.
This man is... He dragged me out to the buoy yesterday.
Okay, all right. Well, I want to say, you know, I'm usually on here talking to you about nationalistic issues from a kingdom advocacy standpoint.
Yes.
I must let the public know as I weigh in here, my academic background is actually political science.
Whoa.
So human resources, theologian, political science. Come and talk to me. Let me hear you.
So I mean, all that's been happening in the last few days here locally is very exciting to me because our checkers political game has just been promoted to one of chess. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure political... critics and analysts are saying that Pintard just made a chess move with the decision to call a one-day convention with such a short period of time to go. Not only is it a chess move, it is a very bold move. So I think we're about to see if indeed former Prime Minister does confirm that he is entering, because he hasn't confirmed.
He hasn't. He said that he's considering.
Yeah, so if he
can't
happens,
consider too long.
You don't have much time to make the decision. If he happens,
the window of an opportunity only exists within the lifetime.
Yeah.
Of that window, and it's closing.
The handwriting on the wall is saying to us that he is on his way.
Yeah, if he happens to make that decision official, I think we will see. Even though it's like a civil war within the party. I think it will be a necessary one in that Michael Pintard is still, I think he's seeking to definitely cement his leadership because the underpinnings of conversation in terms of the masses and in the alleys are still like, we're not so sure he's the one who's going to take us into the next general convention. He just said to the nation, I feel confident that I'm the one who's going to do this, and I'm so bold in my stance, I'm going to challenge anybody to come out and challenge me. Now, the question is, even the way I said that just now, it makes him really sound like Goliath. Mm-hmm. Like he's the giant.
See, we're getting somewhere. You got like this. Let's go. Go ahead.
Because one of the angles that I've pulled from the Goliath David story is a different one. Goliath, to me, was using a very wise strategy when he stood out there every day challenging Israel to send a competitor.
Of course.
I think if you look at the background of this, I believe that Israel, in terms of the numbers back then, would have on Goliath's army. However, back then there was this tradition, and the idea behind it was to save the lives of men, save bloodshed. Instead of us going head to head in a war, let's just call it our greatest fighters and have a one-on-one match, and whoever wins, that nation or that army has won the battle. So Goliath was kind of he was kind of shrewd and strategic in that challenge, because in terms of physicality, he clearly had the advantage.
Right.
So I don't think he ever imagined. Now, I'm using my analysis just to talk about the whole notion of throwing up the challenge in terms of making the comparison of Pintar to Goliath. I'm not saying that he is Goliath in terms of the outcome. We will have
this
to.
This bold move.
But the bold move is a Goliath strategy in terms of, let's not guess about this and prolong this any longer. Let's go in the middle of the square. Let's go to battle and send your champion out, whoever the champion is. All right. So, but we know the outcome of the story. We don't think that Goliath ever imagined that the force of God would have been behind David the way it was. So now let's come out of this analysis. I have to be very shrewd in how I share this. The move now really puts anybody who seeks to challenge him in the underdog position, in my opinion, as opposed to the Goliath position. Because he has the upper hand, having called the date, having put the parameters up that this is once and for all. Either you come out and beat me, or you remain silent until after election day. So that was just my interesting take on looking at this.
Let me fix it.
From a nonpartisan posture.
So essentially what you're saying is this. That by this kind of a bold move, this one-day convention, not necessarily the convention itself, by this bold move to go to a one-day convention, Pintard has placed Dr. Minnis, exactly where he thrives, in an underdog capacity. Proverbially in an underdog capacity. Because essentially, David was the underdog in this era. Sort of a bold move to come to the forefront and say, give us one day, we can settle this thing. You never take into consideration how the underdog is going to be able to deal in these particular matters.
Let me analyze that story for you again. And I like the contribution. And the one thing that I've recognized is that Goliath had a sword. And Goliath had a shield. And Goliath, he went ahead and he contested and he actually asked for someone to come and combat me. When David came, as small as David was, David did something that if you had not read the story before, you would realize that the wisdom that was exercised with David was just astronomical. It's just like out of this world. You come to me with a sword. I come to you with a sling. I don't need to be that close to you to throw a rock at you, boss. So now we know that the bullet is faster than the doggone what? The knife. That's biblical. You don't bring a knife to a gunfight. Bring it home for me.
What you saying? Who have the knife in this fight?
That's what we got to figure out. That's what I'm trying to bring out. Who got the rock? And who got the knife?
But let's talk about this like this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be able to participate, I would love you to do so. 323-623-323-623-323-523-123-325-4259. anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. We're here. We're having good conversation. I want you to be able to participate. We're going to be decent as possible. We got Ambassador Devin Roll in the studio today, so we don't want to get deep into these things, but I'd like to know, beyond the surface, beyond the superficiality of it all, beyond the red, beyond the yellow, beyond the decision-making, the character and the quality that we're looking for as we continue to be able to move forward. Now, a lot of persons will say that, you know, how are this in your business, this F&M business, but truly it's our business. This is the business of the country. Mm-hmm. This is the event that leadership finds themselves in the position of being able to move towards governance, and they acquire this position, we should have said something long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that we identify the qualities that we need in leadership at this day and in this time in our lives. I think it's important.
You know what I would add in here right now? Just, again, from a purely nationalistic standpoint, mm-hmm. our country is beginning to come of age. We are in history. And up until the 50th, in my opinion, this is my assessment, we were still sort of in what I would call the Pinlan era. I think we are in that outer bands of the winds of that and now transitioning into a I guess we must call it a new frontier. And our political scenery is shifting. Mm. And it will soon be very clear as to see what lessons we've learned from our foundation, from the reasons of why we became an independent nation. And the sons and the grandsons of those who led us into independence are now coming center stage, and it's time to show really what they show their worth and what they've learned, if anything at all.
Well, guys, I got to take this first commercial break. We are already 20 minutes out before the end of the show. So I have to take this first commercial break. I know you guys are excited. I see the lines are lit up. Let me give you the numbers again. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere for the Family Violence. 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-47. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
Foundation. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Mothers are the heart of our homes, the soul of our memories, and the guiding light through life's journeys. Show your love with a gift from Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, Friday, May 3rd through Saturday, May 11th. Enjoy to dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. One lucky person can win a gift basket for Mother's Day. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, May 3rd through 11th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. In the studio with me, none other than my very good friend, Garth Roseborough, and definitely a wonderful friend to the show, and my very good friend, Ambassador Devin Rowe, being able to lend some civility faithful religious stability, because we need it sometimes. We got to be as decent as possible. I don't want to give the connotation, the notion, the idea, I don't want to paint in these persons my or another. I had people call me and say, Howard, I want to talk. I had called people in the Free National Movement and said, I want to talk.
Right.
And I said to them, I don't want you to come on my show and say who you're supporting. I tell them that.
Right.
I said, when you come on the show, I don't want you to tell me who you're supporting. That's not my business.
Very good.
That's your vote.
Yes.
That's not my business.
Yeah.
Let your vote speak with clarity on the day of voting.
Yeah.
But what we do need to know from the FNMs, the council, and what the country yearns for is a type of leadership that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. What are the qualities? What are the consistencies? What are the commitments? What are the ideas? We have seen from leadership in this country far and wide that they've meandered and moved away from the strength of the Constitution, the strength of who we are as a people, into this position and say, well, we got to do what we got to do to make some money. Child, you know, sometimes you got to be able to give a little to get a little. Right? And giving up conviction and strength, not teaching our children. And now we're watching leadership in the country morph into something that's unrecognizable. This is not Bahamian. Mm-hmm. This is not who we stand for.
Right.
So the question that I have is whether or not the leadership that you're looking for, because it doesn't necessarily have to, we don't know who can nominate for leader. We know the allegations or speculations for Dr. Minnis. Mm-hmm. We know Michael Pintard in his particular position. We've speculated also about the possibility of Dr. Dwayne Sands coming to the forefront. We've speculated about these particular things very quietly, you and I. Know who will put their name forward by the end of this week. So how dare we say? The only thing we, Joe Public, needs to know is what are the characteristics that the voting persons within the Free National Movement are looking for. Talk to me about it.
And that's what I'm asking you to do today for us, because, you know, when you look at the Royal Opposition and the leadership, what does one expect from a leader of the opposition? For me personally, I've only mentioned that Michael Pintard to me appeared weak because I did not see a building of the Free National Movement currently. When you look at the 39 constituencies, and I look at the immersion of constituency leadership, I don't see it evident. I just don't. If you ask me who would be the potential candidate for the future of MyCal, for the Free National Movement, I can't give you a name. I cannot give you a name for South Eleuthera, North Eleuthera, Exuma. I cannot give you one for South Andrus or North Andrus. I cannot give you for any of the five seats in Grand Bahama, including Bimini. I cannot give you anything in terms of the seats right here in New Providence, of the 24 seats that are here. Who are these people? Where will they come from? I've not seen a trip necessary for me as a constituent of this, the Great Commonwealth of the Bahamas, to say, I will have confidence in the leadership of the FNM moving forward based on the conversation of the person who wants to represent me and based on the person who's going to lead that individual who will represent me. That is what I look for in terms of leadership. I did not see it. I did not see a Shannon Cartwright to remind him that this is what we ought to do from day one when we had a convention. We need to build. As we build the constituencies, we will build the confidence of constituencies. We'll build the confidence of communities. We'll let them know that we are the ones that you can now trust to lead this country. I did not get that over the past couple of years.
I can tell you this.
And as for the chairman, our learned friend who is very well versed in his own right, in his own art, full respect to you, sir. But as a chairman, what in the world were you ever talking about? We still don't understand what your conversation is with the nation. I'm just being real. This is how I feel. I think I have a right to my opinion as to how I now feel. And you allow a government to say to me, I'm going to raise national insurance. I'm going to raise property tax and bring that to the forefront. I'm going to do whatever the heck I want to do. And I do not feel your presence to say, Garth, I have your back. I'm going to deal with them on this matter. Who are you? I don't even know your name. I don't know who your family is. Man, listen, you cannot come to my door 2 days before election and say to me, you could trust me. Who in the world are you? I can't hardly trust myself. You want me to trust you for 2 years? No, man. That can't work.
The lines are lit right up. Go ahead, let me let you respond.
The Bahamas ready for this.
Man, talk.
I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. What he just did was powerful in that, well, he just gave an objective critique of the opposition party in our nation without sounding an iota as though he has a horse in the race with the other political party. We may just be evolving to a place of maturity in this country. Now, I was
introduced the foundation. In comes the foundation, right? Let's do this, right?
He sounded like my political science lecturers when I was in university. He is calling for more accountability. When you say you are in this position, demonstrate it by what you are offering to the table. Now, what I was going to say as I was marveling at his contribution is that, sadly, opposition politics in this country for the last 20 to 24 years has become increasingly, in my humble opinion, lazy.
Yes.
Because we see this trending tide that we just playing relay. Your turn, my turn, your turn, right, my
default,
turn.
Default politics.
Can I say, is madly strong in opposition? They are the strongest that they can be in opposition.
Let me just finish this point before we grade them who is stronger or weaker.
No, I mean, only the comparison.
No, I like what you're saying.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, so opposition politics, I have long said, even when I came back from university, is why do they wait so late before they mobilize and begin to make strong contribution nationally in the House and otherwise? And I think it's because there is this tendency to wait until the government messes up, mm-hmm. and then we'll ride that wave into Parliament.
Wow.
We need more.
Let me take the telephone call, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, caller, you on the line with us live.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Howard.
Anton, you first at the gate. What's happening? What's happening, Anton? I like that. What's you say?
I will laugh for 20 minutes, but I know I can't, right? But good afternoon, guys. Good afternoon, Ambassador Roll, and good afternoon to yourself, most gracious Howard. Good afternoon to the nation.
I like this. Most excellent, most gracious. You need to stop.
most gracious Howard. Look, yeah, this is this is very interesting. Very interesting mix of personalities in the studio today, Howard. And I fully appreciate it. A very interesting start to your conversation. I like it. I found myself thinking yesterday to your guest and yourself, Howard, and to the nation. Just you emphasize, Howard, this is where we have been lacking and been afraid in many regards to go to, which was absolutely necessary in terms of breaking down, analyzing, diagnosing, recommending solutions, etc., to government and opposition. Right, we have a style of politics that we practice in the country where ultimately the Bahamian people don't determine who will get to run to become leader of the governing party. That is brought to us, and so we already at a disadvantage. And so, as much as humanly possible, as much as we can participate in that process, we ought to. And so, I'm thankful that you are taking the position that you have taken, Howard, and that you see the wisdom in engaging and providing your platform,
yes,
in order to facilitate that level of deep dialogue and mature discussion along this level. Now, I note Ambassador Rhodes said he's not engaging in this conversation like he typically would from a religious perspective, right? And so I'm listening for more of that kind of conversation to come true. But Howard, let me all that I've been saying already on what I observed is the situation in the party, and it's coming true. As God said, your show, the foundation, is revealing lots of data, lots of information, and it's all coming to reality as we see the chips begin to form on the board, right? Shannon Dawn being the first or the gate, right? He's not taking cover based on his nomination with left or with right. He's taking cover, period. He also appreciates the sensitive position that he is in, and he appreciates the persuasion and the influence and the power that former Prime Minister Menes wields or still wields within the FNM. He also appreciates that Menes has many chips and many options that could just as easily run and perhaps become successful for the position of deputy leader in that party. And so signing on as a smooth operator. He's a very smooth operator. And what I wanted to express in relation to what Ambassador Rose said earlier and started to explain, when he said that PENTAD, opposition to the PENTAD, has moved the game from checkers to chess. Well, what I want to express, I would support that fully. Normally, in a normal circumstance, if you have said that Ambassador Rose, however, what I believe the mistake that PENTAD made was, if PENTAD was going to make it either later, when his position is more strengthened, or earlier, when his opposing persons would have been a lot more weaker, right? Because right now, in my view, of those serving in the parliament, Minnis could easily become, if he wanted to, today or tomorrow, he can easily form, in my view, and he can form the alliance and become the official opposition leader, right? But Minnis doesn't just want to be the official opposition leader, having that experience of serving in that capacity previously and knowing that it was taken away from him, but he retained leader of the Afanama. So that's more, to my view, what Minnis is interested in pursuing. And if you look at what Minnis has been doing, similar to what he did during his run-up in the 2017 election, he's been visiting and beating the ground hard all over the country, meeting with the people, looking them in the eyes. I spoke to this many times on your show as well, Howard, which is what I don't see PENTAD doing. Minnis is beating the ground like a true professional politician.
But we can analyze it a little bit more.
Pardon me, Howard?
We can break it down a little bit more. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother.
Yeah,
my lines
I thank you for the opportunity, Howard. We'll continue the discussions if you pick it up. But it'll be very interesting to see the outcome. But more importantly, how PENTAD responds after the outcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate it. To me, both you, Anton, and Garth, are you saying to me that Shenandoah has neutralized himself? He's not polarized himself. He's not one that is moving to the east or the west within the Free National Movement. He's staying dead center with his being able to come out to nominate as deputy. Now, some stories I read, some conversation I've had that indicated to me. Now, let's go back. Let's go back because we don't have the time. Anders, when he was living, we had a great conversation with him to find out the backdrop that exists within the organization. When we sat with Dr. Dwayne Sands, we found out from him more specifically that the organization is moving and mobilizing towards being able to settle these particular things. Then we finally had an opportunity to be able to sit with Michael Pintard. And Michael Pintard, after having some conversation on the backdrop, people I wouldn't care to say, right? They've said to me that Michael Pintard is coming to the forefront and not looking for alliances. He doesn't want to be able to create a team. But based upon what's unraveling today, it seems as though he's seeking to identify strength to be able to put on a particular ticket that's not necessarily working out. Talk to me. Talk to me. Everybody point at each other in there. Talk to me. No. Give me clarity in here.
I use one word for Michael Pintard. Weak. Weak. That is a no-win situation. For some odd reason, within his psyche, he believes that he is sufficient enough to prevail on any level. And to me, that is erroneous. His whole record, his whole experience right now in the Free National Movement...
That's one way to look at
people, it. People say to us, we need to stay out of FNM business. Let me tell you how this works then, Howard. If Howard Grant, an ambassador role, and myself... are capable of interfering in FNM business, that alone tells me you're weak. You see, strength says when you see a strong man come in, you run in the next direction. So why do I run to you like I sing in Whitney Houston, I want to run to you? Because I could get to you. That's why I do it.
Listen, go ahead.
I got to ask God the question. So... I hear you call him weak, but do you think his decision to make this one-day convention move is a bold move on his part? What's your take on that?
I almost call a number house name. I think it's a gamble. I think he's accepted the culture of gambling.
Oh, my God, this is sharp what you did just now.
Let him finish, please, Al. Gotta hear this.
You got 38 seconds to finish because you know we gotta go to break. You know what's coming up.
Well, all we want to know is what's the lucky number. Tell me what your lucky number is. It can be one.
Well, you better pray that the lucky number is two candidates going for the mission. Because if it's three, it's taken away from him.
If he pulls it off, what's the outlook of him going forward?
He still has to build. And it means then that he sits in direct line of defeat in 2025, 2026. You cannot get any further unless you build.
Everyone sits at the 50% when we're moving towards election. No one knows how this thing is going to go. No one knows. No one knows how it's going to happen in 2026. No one knows how it's going to happen on June 1st. No one knew that we were going to go to a snap election. The only thing we have to do is be ye prepared, because when the eastern sky crack, ladies and gentlemen, let me take this quick commercial break. We got to go to a break. Got to be able to get pay those bills and get some things happening. I'm here with none other than Garth Roseborough. I'm a very good friend, Ambassador Devin Road, having very good conversation, doing our absolute best not to be able to be polarized from one stand to another, but talk more specifically about what our expectations are from leadership across the board in this country as we move towards deeper into this to this century. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
The foundation.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Superclub Breeze's Grounds ignite with Bahamian Talent, featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine Jones. Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Sylvie Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Rami, Stevie S, and Shad Colley, and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best Rake and Scrape Explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas, at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Here's to the go-getters, the early risers, and the late-night dreamers. You, the visionaries, painting futures in your mind, in your studio, your office, your sacred space. Here's to the adventurers, explorers of every realm. To you, the innovators, turning the cogs of progress in a world where connection is a lifeline, a pathway to possibilities. Alive is the perfect connection for everyone, every lifestyle, every day.
Visit BeAlive.com today.
Elaine, you hear what boss man was saying in the back there just now?
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No, about how we gotta pay for insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool.
I can't afford to pay that. And you're always crying, palm out. Ain't be much. Boss still got to pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. Oh. That same unemployment benefit.
And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh?
So now, we got to do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIPRateIncrease.com.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant, in your company. The lines are wide open. Today is a Tuesday, not Wednesday. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we're going to be able to dive into a further conversation and be able to chop these things down. I'm excited about tomorrow's show also. Today, then Garth Roseborough, we said double or nothing, we're going to be able to do it today. And my very good friend, Ambassador Devin Rowe, being able to put on his political science cap today and talk to us from a national perspective of what the expectations are for the country moving forward. What do we expect from leadership in this standpoint? I got to say it like that because I don't want you thinking in here talking FNM and PLP politics. That's not what it is. We're talking about what our expectations are from leadership. Now, for the purposes of this conversation, we know that the Free National Movement is moving towards a convention come June 1st. And as a result of that is a couple revelations that came to the forefront from the leadership, Michael Pintard, indicating that you have 1 week from Monday to Friday to nominate. Come out into the light. Don't cower behind the curtains about your possibility and then seek to spring it on me on the floor of the convention. It'll be none of that. If you want to fight, do so in the arena. And so he brought everything to the forefront. Everyone has nominations. We've asked Dr. Hubert Minnis because there was relentless speculations about whether or not Dr. Hubert Minnis is going to vie for the leadership of the organization, whether or not he's moving towards that again. And he said that he is considering.
Well, let me ask you this, now, since he's considering. When last did you hear Dr. Minnis?
Dr. Minnis is selling book every day.
You think he's selling this week? I don't think he's selling this
the book
week.
For sale on Amazon.
No, we ain't selling no book this week.
The book for sale
we
on Amazon.
We ain't got no more book in stock this week, man. We got some other things we got to talk about, man.
Well, I am reached out to his team and find out whether or not he was available to kind of sit with me. You know that we had an opportunity to be able to talk with him, and I let him know. Listen, this ain't gonna be no book, but no book. Due time and due season.
Are we talking? Ain't nobody want no book this week.
And due time and due season, we'll be able to get the formality of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he's given consideration to that, and he says that in the appropriate time, the people of the Bahamas would know when he's actually put him in, whether or not he will put himself forward formally for the position in the Free National Movement. And in the event that he says yay or nay, I believe that we're going to be able to get a conversation with him right here on the foundation.
When you realize the word considering is an action word?
Of course.
Action, like moving forward?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like kinetic.
Okay.
There ain't potential no
so,
more.
So we have not considered. We are considering.
Yeah.
That means we're heading towards the ring.
No.
Huh?
You headed towards the decision.
No, you're heading towards the ring.
What ring? The fighting?
Man, we going down Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Six. You are something else. But I want to say like this. When we left off, we started to talk like this. More specifically, whilst Dr. Minnis continues to consider, ponder whether or not this is something that he wants to be able to do, I'm sure he's making all kinds and being able to touch all those particular persons to find out his strength in the organization. That's what the good... listen to me. Do you remember when the punch was out? And there was speculation that Hubert Ingram would go again for the nomination for, I think it was in 2017. Do you remember? Do you remember when the punch was out and indicated that there were trailers of T-shirts already made up that came in that has the FNM on it, so forth? And so remember how the punch was used strategically as a feeler? Do you remember? Do you remember this?
Yep.
The punch was used strategically as a feeler to give social consideration. And after the chatter came to the forefront, leadership, who strategically put it in there, determined whether or not this was a good idea. Now they use social media, they use all these things as feelers. This consideration is to find out whether or not it's a viable thing to do.
Okay, Howard.
That's just what that's what he's doing.
This ain't hard. This is not hard. The one thing we can respect Papa for is if he ain't the leader, he ain't in the race. He out the door. He ain't running no more. He going fishing. Like they say in the Bahamas, we going fishing in. Okay? Mm-hmm. Question. Is Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis ready to go fishing? If the answer for that is no, I could guarantee you that he is not prepared to play co-pilot.
I can say this to you.
Or prepared to sit in the cabin.
I can say this to you.
He is a
cockpit man.
I can say this.
He is a man who do what? He don't lay pipe. He pump iron.
Now I can say this to you. I want to be very clear with you.
So let's talk about Iron Menace.
Let me say this to you. It is only through a perceived observation that you see Hubert Ingram in the boat fishing. That man has his tentacles in every crevice of government in this country and political organization. Once his cell phone has service, he is to work.
But he...
Don't sleep, my brother. Don't sleep. But I am saying to you, when you see him in that particular capacity, you may think he's fishing, but he still has significant influence in this country.
We can agree on that, but we're saying to you, Howard, you'll never see him say, you know what, I used to be the prime minister, I'll now be the deputy prime minister.
Oh, no.
Or I'll just be a member
of parliament. No.
Okay, so look at Dr. Hubert Alexander Menes and ask me again, is he prepared to do the same? I guarantee you, he would rather quit politics before he sits under Michael Pintard. I ask and nobody does.
I like what you said. I'm going to fight you. Let me take a telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. 323-622-32-325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Let's talk about this. Ambassador, one of the things that you've actually said was the fact that you were wowed by this kind of an idea that the country may be maturing.
I like
that. We are on the outer bands. I like what you said.
I like it too.
Right? That we are on the outer bands. I really like what you said. I wanted to dive deeper into this concept and idea that after we've been through four prime ministers. Are you saying to me that all prime ministers were in the eye of the pending era? And now that we've pushed past this 50 year, that we are on the 51st year mark, that now we can see ourselves standing clear and we're going to get an all clear for next dispensation, next type of leadership in this country. This is an amazing thing. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, I really do feel that we are shifting, and it's not to say anything disparaging to the Pendleton era. That was a necessary foundational era. And I think his two political sons had the benefit of just riding the wave of what he did.
I feel like there was the infrastructural era, the tangibility era.
It was the infrastructural era. And it takes me to another strong point here. Going forward, you don't have the luxury of riding the waves of that era. We need
vision. My God. The last wave to ride.
Finally, I think the generation is here to demand it.
So you're saying to me the last wave that we can ride is ride the wave with brains. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line.
No.
Call on the line.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. How you doing, my brother?
Yeah, Howard, what happened? You know how these cell phones, they only get ring so long, and then as soon as you pick up the phone, it hang up on my end.
Oh, okay. Sorry for that.
Yeah. God, thanks for dropping. yeah, man. Thanks. I really appreciate that.
That's holy water, but, man.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? You go, God. But this is what I think, though. I think what Menace could do, he could pull, like, 2002 with Ingram do to Tommy Tankwist them. He could say Richard Johnson them nominate his name. He ain't nominated. They put in his name. I think he can run, and I think he can beat Bart. I think Pintard can beat him Bart. But if that, if I Pintard on Joan first, after Pintard win, and he lose, then I wouldn't give him no nomination for the Kalani in the upcoming general election. I'll let him run independent. I'll put another person in there to run for the FNM. Guess him being nasty. You know, he ever did him, and Richard Johnson, I mean, ever don't want to do this like Pintard said this morning. So give them their chance. Give them their chance to get beat. That's what's going to happen. Because them... The delegates didn't play with Menace, man. Menace is the worst prime minister in the world. They know Brave Davis will win 30 seats.
Well, or 32
seats, whatever
is?
Seats. He'll care, like me or Motley, if Menace run against him. He'll clear sweep. That's my opinion.
I appreciate
all
you.
All right, gentlemen. Y'all have a nice afternoon.
Thank you, my brother. I could say one thing. You know how big the world is? That's one. Secondly, I just want to be very clear about some things. Richard Johnson doesn't have the capacity to nominate anyone based upon... if there is a sanction on him at this particular time from the courts. This is what we've read. This is information in the courts. This has already been indicated that I'm only saying that to be able to squash. There's kind of an idea that he could stand and nominate. That's how you do it. You have to nominate and you have to put your name forward and someone has to second you. That's how it works. How do you know, Howard? Because I've already gone through this process for being nominated for chairman in the organization. People nominated me who I never even met. but they were voting persons. There were voting persons in the organization. That's a whole deep conversation I said with you. People nominated me that I've never met.
Is there a possibility of another person entering this race?
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Give me a name. Make me happy.
We talked about Dwayne Sands yesterday. That was one name that we put out there.
I said, give me a name, man.
I said Dwayne Sands. How much other names do you want me to give you? Well, what else do you want? Blood? You need to stop, sir, right? I said Dwayne Sands yesterday. We said that. So we know Michael Pintard, Dwayne Sands. Now, we know Shannon Dawn Cartwright. We speculate about that, but not on the air. But we talked about whether or not Shannon Dawn Cartwright will put his name forward for leadership. Shannon Dawn Cartwright is smart. He's smart.
Slick.
He's stealth.
Slick.
He's seeking to be able to right under the radar.
Slick.
He don't want no observation or whatnot.
A feather of love.
But you know what I'm interested in? I'm interested in whether or not Desmond Bannister has become current with his duty. And if he's become current by Friday, you may be able to see Desmond Bannister put his name forward for deputy. That's all we're waiting for. We know the people that support Minnis.
Okay.
We know the people. We know Renwood Wells. We know Desmond Bannister. We know these people that support Minnis. So the first person who was in an airshot of Minnis, they nominate. We know, okay, the team seems to be forming at this particular point. And that's all we're waiting for. Unless everyone's going to do this on one day, we're waiting to identify this person. Shannon Dawn Cartwright has come out here as a lone wolf. That's all he's doing. He's by himself.
He is a lone wolf. Pintard is a lone wolf, and Dr. Dwayne Sands is a lone wolf. That's three lone wolves. That's why the organization wasn't moving forward. That's why I called it weak. Homeboy, listen to me again. You and I spoke about 2030 and 2031. We like to look at right around the corner. I understand. Okay, election is coming. I understand. But I'm talking now, and I want Devin Roll to chime in on this, because I'm looking at the longevity of the party, the lifespan of the party. Because I believe that if they do not win this next general election, I want to know who is the victorious leader for 2030, 2031. If you do not have a bridge to the future, then it means you have no future. If you have no future, there will be no more FNM. And so I'm saying to you, for me personally, I'll give you a name that I believe can future. A person who said they support Dr. Minnis. I'm not looking at Dr. Minnis only or Michael Pintard. I'm looking for the bridge to the future. And Devin Roller said to us very wisely that we are now maturing as a nation. And so as I mature as a nation, I'm not just looking at today. I want to look at tomorrow, because tomorrow is the future for our children. And so here is my future conversation with you. And here's my name for the future for you. I went to Long Island on the plane with Dr. Minnis. And I said, I support Dr. Minnis. But we know our friend Branwell Ian really supports Dr. Minnis. Branwell McCartney supports Branwell McCartney. But Branwell McCartney has currency sufficient enough that enough women like his curly hair and his light skin. A lot of people respect him. I got to talk straight, man. This is Guardian Radio, man. They respect him in his legal aspirations and his legal effect, okay? Here's a man who has charm, who has charisma. And so if you have him as a deputy or as your running mate in this convention, boss man, I could say very well, you're on your way.
Branwell McCartney has to join the organization. He has to be nominated. He has to be current and pay his dues.
I'm watching.
He needs to be able to do all those things before any formality. Branwell McCartney also would have had to been able to touch people significantly over the past 6 to 8 months, maybe even a year, quietly talking to them so they could reamalgamate in their mind that this ain't no DNA, boy.
So you didn't see him at the party?
I did see him at the party.
Oh, okay. How long ago was that?
Let me take a telephone call. Call her on the line.
Come on, man.
Call her on the line. Go ahead.
Mr. Grant.
Hi, good afternoon. How you doing?
To God, Rose Rose, be a guest into the Spider Nation. Good day.
Good day, my brother.
Now, Mr. God, Rose Rose, I want to ask you a question. All right. Now, mind you, I believe in my humble opinion that the Honorable Brave Davis, the Platinum Prime Minister, will...
I'm going to write this down. Platinum term. Prime Minister.
Platinum Prime Minister.
He is the Platinum Prime Minister.
My God.
What Brave Davis is doing for this nation today, you know, stands next to what Sir Lyndon has done to bring us to the place that we are. And I believe that in my humble opinion. But I want to ask you a question with respect to the Honorable Hubert Alexander Minnis. who is to say that Hubert Minnis has not learned from his mistake? Who is to say that he has not had an opportunity to sit back and saw where he could have done some things?
Only time. Only time could tell us. Only time could tell us.
No, I like the majority. Go ahead.
Who is to say that he has not finally come into his own and could become a prime minister in this country that will rectify his mistakes to another level? Who is to say that? Which Bahamian is to say that he have not came to that place and that he is not capable or able to take us to the next level, given an opportunity to be prime minister again? Wow. I mean, who is to say that? I mean, we as Bahamians, you know, we have to be careful how we pull the ladder out from under people without giving consideration. You do not know. I mean, we know what he have done. We know the mistakes that he have made and everything. But which Bahamian can truly say that he has not set back and learned from his mistake? Because any right-thinking person who is in their right mind, who had an opportunity to handle a nation such as the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, who wants to run a second opportunity and not want to do it the right way,
you have to learn something.
Would be truly wrong with him.
Yeah,
and he has improved himself.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so kindly for your contribution.
Very, very, very mature. I'm going to let Roll deal with that too. Howard, if you
I
wanted to ask him. Sorry, he left. I wanted to ask him to articulate for me two or three of what he considers the former prime minister's mistakes. Because a lot of people talk about that in the abstract, but I have not heard people clearly articulate it. And I think it's important, if you're going to assess his growth and maturity, to articulate what were the mistakes.
Yeah, official. Caller, I don't mean you specifically. I mean the social speculation, the social assessment as to whether or not he has matured over the course of time, and to even identify his infractions, I think is very superficial and very, it lacks the maturity that we seek. Because the first thing that person would say is that his posture and the way that he spoke to people, okay, we take that. Then he lock us all down. Well, okay, this is, from you start to say this, I don't understand. I do not understand. Not that I wanted to be locked down.
Right.
Not that I'm a participant and eager to, hey, lock me in the house with my wife so she could keep around me every day. No. Not these particular. Yeah, I did actually.
Thank
right?
you very much.
Thank you very much. Clap hands for me, right? Okay. So I say that to say, I had a caller yesterday that says that none of us was even around in 1918 when the last pandemic happened, and we don't make a determination if these things happen. Who knows whether or not lockdown would have been the way. This is how they stopped the pandemic. This is when you don't know about something.
So in your opinion, if we were to take a poll of the masses and we say, please tell us what was the greatest mistakes of the former prime minister.
That's what he locked us down. That's going to be over 65%. You know why? Because that has already been the political campaign approach.
A part of our evolution to maturity is we're going to have to help even the masses with changing the notion of
and you know
magnifying
what they can say?
The minor. Because, and I'm not saying that there is the only mistake. I'm saying we need to be able to clearly articulate the reasons for why we move to do things, and not just from an emotional hype. Because if we stay there, then the political class will continue to manipulate us and get a lot of mileage for doing very little.
Yeah, but if... Okay, so here in the foundation, and you know this...
Does that make sense?
Absolutely, 100% sense, right? Here on the foundation, and you know this, we've been seeking to push past the... And even when people come, I say, don't hit me with the talking points of your organization. Don't bring all your papers. Let's have a conversation. Let me hear where your heart is, right? I always use faith. You don't even know that I'm... This is... I always use faith and principle when I engage you.
Yeah.
People don't even know that this is what I'm doing. I always try to assess you, not based upon what you could repeat, mm-hmm. not based upon the regurgitation that is fluid coming out of your mouth, but I need to know where your heart stands. And being able to identify those things, I want to push past socially this kind of a conversation of repetition from what your political organization has said. Mm-hmm. And soon as I start to break down that this is all foolishness. And I break it down. Oh, Howard, you was a PLP, or oh, Howard, you was a... We revisit ground zero of immaturity.
Right.
But we have to build from this particular point.
Indeed.
There aren't many persons who can be able to articulate with strength. Let's do this. Let's say my lines are lit right up. Let's do this. The PLP right now, today, identify the strength of our economy and where we are versus which year? 2001. 2002? Mm-hmm. Which year? 2019. Just before the pandemic, we have seen record-breaking numbers in tourism.
Tourism, yeah.
Just before the pandemic, we've seen record-breaking of numbers. Things happen within the former administration of the Free National Movement. I dare, and I went out on a limb, very thin limb as a big man, and I indicated that I dare say, if it was not for the pandemic, mm-hmm. not the hurricane, you know, if it was not for the pandemic, it is quite possible that Minnis may have even been considered for a second term. If he had lost, he wouldn't have been losing by this margin the way that he's lost. If you look at this and really make a determination and see, it already didn't sound like I support Minnis. Let's just be very clear about this. If you look at it and assess what's happened, realize that a great deal of people was afraid to vote because they couldn't breathe. Oh my God, I couldn't, listen to me. I run in the room, vote, run out. I was afraid. I didn't want nobody come close to me on the line. I don't want to be sick. This was at the height of the pandemic that things were happening. If these things didn't happen, then how do you now assess Minnis's position and his posture as prime minister? And I think if we as a people can be able to identify that, then we can be able to talk about these things. Let's not forget, Michael Pintock was a part of this administration. He was a part of this administration, and Michael Pintock relentlessly defends the position of the administration. Relentlessly. He doesn't come out and say the prime minister made poor decisions.
No, he doesn't.
He didn't come out and say these particular things.
Very strong observation.
He didn't come out and he has not come out and defied the prime minister. He served as the president of the prime minister. Michael Pintard is strong enough and vocal enough that if he feels something contrary, he would stand up and resign from the cabinet of the Bahamas. He would have done that. He would have stepped back and said, listen to me, my convictions, I know him to be a man of his convictions. My convictions won't allow me to be able to serve. I think this is going contrary. I'll be able to stand in this position. And he still would have won Waco City. So what are you saying to me? That's all I'm asking.
You ask a deep question.
That's all I'm asking. He has not rejected the leadership of the Minnis. He has not. He has gone as far as to say, Dr. Minnis is a statesman. And in his statesman capacity, we wish that he would stay on the sideline and provide advice to those who seek to move towards leadership in the organization, still acknowledging his capability. Talk to me. I can't even get no amen. I can't get no amen. This is only me trying to be decent.
You've been very decent.
I'm trying to be decent.
But quite possibly over the next 4 to 5 weeks, maybe there will be a great revelation as some things happening that we don't know about, perhaps. Again, we must continually say that this is all speculation because we don't know if the former prime minister will even put his hat in the race, so to speak.
Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line with Zive. Go ahead.
Howard.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, good, baby. What's up?
I almost lost my thought. I just wanted to catch that last caller who would have said that prime minister is planting.
Platinum.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, what I've noticed happening, right? Most of the PLP support and stuff. Too much people pick up on that, right? Because they, as much as they could cut, support him, campaign for him and rally around him, they assume the person would, you know, support Dr. Minnis. So they know a win for Dr. Minnis is not a win for the prime minister, right?
Interesting.
That makes sense to you?
I hear it. I hear the notion before, but I think that there's a poor decision. That'll be a poor approach that you rally a man on you seek to identify the wounded antelope. That's all they want to do. They believe that Menace is wounded socially to the point where people won't vote for him, but never take into consideration that people weren't just excited about Hubert Ingraham. Mm-hmm. People weren't just excited about Lyndon Pinlin. Mm-hmm. The team that he had around him was so strong, it was undeniable.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one more last point, Howard, before I go, okay? I heard you also said that 60% of the persons upset with Dr. Menace because of the pandemic. You said that? I got you right?
No. I said the majority of the persons, if you do a poll, they would say one of the major issues that they upset with Dr. Menace is that the pandemic, he locked us down.
Okay, so you feel like that would have been the reason why he lost the election?
No, that and coupled with, I think he's lost the course of these particular things. I just want to be as decent as possible.
Okay.
I think he's lost his social decorum and how you deal with people. I think a lot of us, as they ascend to this office, they forget that they're dealing with people.
Mm-hmm. See, Howard, I don't know who other Bahamian think like I do, right? I'm a person, right? I have the mindset of looking for a leader, for someone to take this country, who's going to change the system and make a difference, okay? And when I say a difference means when I walk, especially in the pharmacy, and see how much I have to pay for 10 Augmentin, almost $60. And I'm thinking, Lord, what about that poor person?
And you don't get no refills.
You understand?
No refills.
Who's working on minimum wage and who barely could make it? Think that way. And I go on Super Value and see the little couple of stuff with so much money, $100 is like just a little. You know, and then I hear every day these crimes and the hospital. And I had a family member here right now had asthma and her lungs closed down. And you know, they didn't have no bed in ICU. Mm-hmm. They had to have her in trauma for 1 week, Howard, because they had no bed in ICU to accommodate her, where he was going to transfer her to doctors. I think they're the things we're going to cause the Bahamian people to support you or not. You go away, travel, and if we can't feel that effect, and if we can't see the difference, because in my book, that's what I'm looking for, okay? I don't care you're doing.
I like what you're saying. I like what you're saying.
People have to realize, Bahamian people today, we who and for what?
I like what you're saying.
What change is? Come on. We're in a mess in this country, you know. And only the small man feeling it.
I like what you said.
So don't tell me about what this man doing and what the other, and I can't see it, I can't feel it, I can't touch it. But it ain't about that, okay, Dr. Menace. Yes. And my thing, why I will not support him, because he come as a doctor, say he's going to make some changes. And we say, look here, we this ain't no lawyer or no, this is a person who has never voted in before. Let's see what he could do. And he came and do the same thing or worse.
I like what you're saying.
It still wasn't our time, yet he claimed the next round could be for us. So come on, man, you done had your time, you had your chance. Let's try somebody else, like I said. If not, then bow out, go bring somebody else. Whoever that could be. It don't have to be a Michael Pinder, you know. It could be anyone who is capable and reliable and who the Bahamian people trust. Get the work done.
I like it, baby. Thank you so much for your telephone call. Wow.
That's the new Bahamas mentality that I'm talking about.
It is.
She just went past all of this headline stuff to saying, we don't care at this point. We want to see tangible change, especially for the small person.
But I want to ask this question, though, and this is an advocacy, but this is just to add to the dynamics of the conversation. Mm-hmm. There has been a shift. I hadn't traveled. For the first time I've traveled in 2.5 years, was last year, right? I had an opportunity to be able to go to Atlanta, and I did a couple of things. I traveled maybe the most I've been to China.
Yeah, you've been to China.
I've been close to China.
And LA as well?
I've been to LA, right? I've gone through Heathrow, do all these things, so we're going to have a good time and be traveling, right? But the very first time that I was able to travel was after the pandemic. I was afraid to travel. I was afraid to go into the tube and so forth and so on. I did a lot of my shopping home. And in fact, my travel now is only dedicated to vacation. I don't shop in the States no more. I don't do any of those things because why? The prices home compete with the States. Let's just be decent. Mm-hmm. Let's be decent about this. What I mean by that, for me to get to the States, for me to get a car, for me to get to rent a car, to get the hotel, to get the room, to get all these things, to get a couple of my tires, to do this, to do that, to get the things, to come back, to be able to pay off, I might as well just order those things. I'm only saying that to say that economically the world has become more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we locally seek to identify a target to put that on the back. And it's easy to find a target to blame somebody to do that. But you pay the prices of your increased car rental. You pay the prices of your increased rental for the hotel. You pay the prices for the extra taxes and, you know, go to the United States of America. You pay the prices of an extra seat. Yeah. And you go on the plane. And 5 pounds overweight. I'm only simply saying, if we villainize people for global concerns and issues, I don't think we're moving anywhere. Let's just be decent with that. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back after this.
Get ready for another exciting Fish Fry Friday, May 3rd at Margaritaville, downtown Nassau. Kicking off the month of May, celebrating Nurses Month.
Night Nurse.
From 6:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., featuring the Big Band Visage and DJ Beats. We salute all the nurses as we celebrate Nurses Month at Fish Fry Friday.
My girl call and ask if I leave home. Well, I tell she a real close. Girl, I almost did.
Admission $25 general, $55 for the Bahamian buffet at Vacation Party. All government workers get $5 off their entry with your work ID. You can win passes to dine at Vacation Cafe and passes to the water park. So make your plans to be at Fish Fry Friday. For the best in soca Bahamian and your favorite old school jams. Fish Fry Friday, Margaritaville, downtown Nassau, 12 Volt Bar, May 3rd.
Marco's is bringing you a pizza like never before. Introducing our new pizzoli baked with house-made dough. Stuffed with 3 fresh cheeses and premium toppings. Spiced with irresistible garlic sauce and Romeshan seasoning for only $8.95. Choose from 4 incredible toppings. Buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and pepperoni and sausage. Order now at marcospizzabahamas.com. Every store, every day. Because this is not just pizza, it's the Italian way.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Cavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
BWF wishes all mothers a happy Mother's Day. As we celebrate you, mothers wear many hats. For these hats, we say thank you for your unconditional love, commitment, sacrifices, and dedication. Happy your mother with love this Mother's Day with a gift from BWF during our 2 weeks of Mother's Day savings. Up to 40% off Monday, April 29th through Saturday, May 11th. Savings include appliances, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, houseware supplies, bath towel gift sets, quilts, comforters and sheet sets, curtains, floral decor, and much, much more. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. BWF, we are more than just our name. Number 13 Wilton Street, telephone 394-0004 or 6. Check us out on Facebook. We ship to the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. the foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, go right to the lines. Lines are open. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, all right. This is the SP Bill living in Barley, or whatever.
Let me hear it.
Oh, is that right? Maybe they keep going back to COVID, but Minister did a horrible job with the handling of Dorian on the island. You can't forget about that. They just keep talking about COVID, COVID, COVID. Come on. And if they go up and down, this kind of being a Tommy D and me type situation. You know, they got to get it together, man.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so much. Next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yes, how you doing? Howard, how you doing? Alan Johnson.
See, Alan, what's up with you?
Not too much, man. Hey, I like the fact that, you know, I like your monologues, even though three of the old guys are in the room. Hey, God, can I say something right? I'm so glad you say I feel, because, I mean, well, I could tell you what we feel. Okay? So, it's, you know, we ordered the loop, and we're going to get to you, because we're dealing first with the majority, the Gen Zs, the millennials, which compose 60%+ of the population. And then we're going to come to you guys that were born before. The reason why the boomers too, and then the boomers. And let me tell you why it's going to take a little longer to get to you. It's going to take a little longer for you to understand the language of the 21st century for which now the Bahamas must exist in. Be patient. The entire will get to you. But I just want to talk about to your guest, the Reverend, The David and Goliath story has a twist that you guys have considered. What you had was hundreds and thousands of years in a method of fighting. I'm going to show you where Michael Pintard is the David in this fight. And so what happens is there's an institution. But first I get to Harvard. You remember what you said about, oh, might be part of this whole thing? Remember what Brave David say? Yes, I was for 2 terms praising Terry Christie is the greatest leader of the world who have let us down and who governed us so badly that the PLP was almost wiped out, losing 35 of the 39 seats. And then Brave say, yeah, man, forget that, it was yesterday. We must apply the same rule if we want to have that judgment. But now let's go back to the Pintard story about the 21st century. The Israelites was on the field in a method of fighting with hand-to-hand combat. David came and introduce a new technology. Do you know what the new technology was? The slingshot. Mm-hmm. Okay?
That's what I said. What
a different method of dealing with what was facing you, the problems of the past. That problems existed for years for the Israelites. Mm-hmm. And David said, I am the outsider, which Michael Pintard has many years. They sent him this way, sent him that way, everywhere. And now he has the slingshot. And he says that I'm the outsider. And he says, what are you going to do? And given the opportunity, he showed them what the new technology was, and fighting has never been the same. That's where we are in the Bahamas. You remember what Mark Reynolds said? The old tools will no longer serve us. We are 23 years into the 21st century. And I think your guest asked, what minutes go wrong? Okay, if you got another hour, I could talk to you. I could touch on some things.
You know I don't have an hour. Go ahead. Stop it.
No, but I'm saying.
Go ahead.
Okay, what Menace failed to do, his promise was to reform and transform operation of the Bahamas government and the economy. He failed. Show me his success in that. But he failed to diversify the economy. He failed to keep his housing promise. We have the greatest grade of housing insecurity in the Bahamas. He failed with his challenge to fix the educational system that was first given to him before he was failing before Dorian. Then, with COVID and whatever, give him a blank slate, he failed. You guys remember the economic council that he appointed? Right? That he appointed? Do you remember the $10, $20, $30 million he paid for a digitalization committee that presented a report, was on the level of a 7th grader? Okay?
This is how the millennials are now talking, see, Alan?
No, because they knew.
I asked you a question, man. Is this the type of language? Because I'm going to say something to you. I am a man of language. I listen to you, and in all of your conversation, the one thing that I need to get from Michael Pintard, with all of your highfalutin talk, is humility. He is not a humble person. He does not attract. You cannot attract without you. I don't care what your language is, qualifications is.
Howard,
talking big, man.
No, Howard, you know I'm a data person. I've called over 90% accuracy of everything over the last 20 years. I don't guess. Okay? I'm like, I don't know. When you hear me call, you don't hear me say, I feel, I heard,
I was told.
This is millennial okay? talk. This is millennial
talk. I'm telling you. Because
okay, let me ask you this question.
No, let me make this point. I live in the environment of the millennials now exist because I was part of the people, that the architect and the engineers that created this digital reality so that you now live in.
So the one
this
day...
Not, this is not guessing for me.
The one day convention, was this statistical data and information that gravitates towards the millennials or gravitates towards the council, which is 65% and over?
The council made... No. Right. No, hold on a second. This is the analysis. Here is the proponent supporters of minutes demanded, think about this, they demanded a convention knowing the Constitution. Minutes and those individuals knew the Constitution of the FNM, knew a convention was due in this October, November of 2024. They demanded an early one. And now we are seeing the Progressive Liberal Party, for all sake and everything, I think, is gearing up because the headwinds are coming to the country and they're gearing up for a new...
But that's the question...
I'm saying to you. So, to make sure the distractions are not occurring in the FNM, I saw Mr. Michael Pintad give the minister supporters what they asked for.
No.
Now they're complaining about it.
Listen. I'm asking you about data. Now we're talking data. More than 60% of the Council of the Free National Movement is over the age of 55 years old.
Yes.
I can say that. More than 60% of them. To have a one-day convention, has any consideration been given to mobility of these people who haven't seen each other in almost 2 and some years?
Howard, do you know how many... No, you see, you're assuming that. You're assuming...
No, I'm not assuming. I'm asking.
No, Howard, hold a second. No, but see, you're asking. I'm saying to you, has the FNM Council been meeting consistently over the last 2.5 years? Do you know that?
Well, I can tell you one thing. We can tell every time they meet, if Richard Johnson you're on the news.
No, I'm saying to you... No, but Howard, no. If you don't talk about his antics, right? That's part of... See, this is the problem with Dr. Minnis. Dr. Minnis gave us theatrics. Let me tell you... Let me say this. Dr. Minnis abandoned us as a country. We gave him a five-year term. He came and told us, no, I'm going to do my term. He abandoned it. Guess who did the same thing? Bobby McCartney abandoned his party. The DNA still exists. You know, they got a leader, a deputy leader. So you have two people who are lying with each other and good at walking away from stuff.
But what about the allegation and speculation about Orinthia Komolafe joining Michael Pintard?
No. See?
Doesn't she abandon the party also?
No, she left. But no, see, but the DNA was Brownville's creation. The one place you should be is to be there to nurture them. After Komolafe resigned and left it in the hand of leadership, if Brownville McCarthy still believed in what he said he believed in then, so should we believe him then or should we believe him now? But let's go back to this concept of the committee. The council made a decision. They know what is necessary to prepare for battle. That's what the FNM is doing.
See, Alan, know that I have this information. You know that I have this information. And when you come on the radio and trying to be able to create a narrative...
No, don't twist. But let's have a conversation. I'm saying to you. See, because you already implied as if they didn't meet over the last 2.5 years. What information you have?
I didn't imply.
You didn't know the council meet consistently.
No. You said consistently. I said to you, we know. The country knows when the FNM has a meeting. Because if Richard Johnson is there, you are on the news. And
okay,
we've seen
that
more than...
So how many times did Richard... No, but that's not true, Howard. But you're talking about 2 or 3 incidents. The council has met significantly more than that. Maybe Richard Johnson haven't been there, just like Bannister haven't been there, just like Menace haven't been there, just like all of other individuals haven't been there. See, the problem is, because they don't participate doesn't mean the organization ceases to exist. But when you talk about preparation, the best thing...
Okay, guess what I'm going to say, yes, Alan. I love your...
Well, see, Alan, I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so much.
I love your energy. I love it. I love your energy. But listen to what I'm saying to you again. What I like about this convention and this conversation is after the nominations and after June 1st, if the leadership in the FNM changes, I would want to know, where is C. Allen Johnson going next? That's all I want to know. Because your energy is strong and you're unwavering for Michael Pintard. But if Michael Pintard is no longer the leader of the Free National Movement, I would like to see where that energy goes. That's all I want to see.
Let me take a telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, just did 1 minute.
Anton, you need to stop. Go ahead.
Just 1 minute. Thank you. Look, C. Allen is falling into the mistake.
And it's a comment that I observed with several callers, including something that Ambassador Rowland said. And let me highlight it. It started back with the lady who was talking about not caring who's sitting in a chair, minutes failed, et cetera, et cetera. If you want to say that minutes failed, every single person who served in minutes cabinet also failed because it's collective responsibility. Unless that cabinet minister can demonstrate to the Bahamian people where his convictions led him so much and so strongly because he was fighting so hard but not making any change that he decided to step aside from the cabinet in order to become a backbencher in the government in order to truly highlight his concerns and represent that of his people and that of the nation, they have to fall in line because they would be just as culpable to whatever bad decisions Minister made because they were a part of his cabinet. Best thing to do is what Pintad was doing. Not throwing Minister under the bus, because not throwing Minister under the bus means he wasn't throwing himself under the bus. I'm C. Allen, you are making a terrible political mistake. And I didn't expect it of you because it's rookie in its intent.
It's impassioned. Don't fight him. He's impassioned. Thank you, my brother. Next telephone call. Caller, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
How you doing, man?
All is well, my brother.
Well, you all just need to add Antoine as a co-host, man. He says up all the time.
I didn't listen to me. I just don't know who on these lines, you know. Don't fight me. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you know something, Howard? The last one-day convention, did Venice, he didn't run, eh?
No, he didn't.
He gave up leadership, man.
Yes.
Well,
he gave up.
That's a deep conversation. Leadership.
That's another conversation. Yes.
That's a deeper conversation.
He gave up leadership, right? If he felt that he still could have led the FNM, you know, but for whatever reason why he gave up leadership, didn't even run. He didn't get beat, you know. He gave up leadership.
Does that mean what you're saying?
It was majority. Well,
secondly. You know, the humility and all that stuff. Let me tell you what Bahamian Bahamian people, right?
Uh-huh.
We can try. If this government and what we want,
yes,
we can give someone else a shot.
That is true.
We're giving someone else a shot.
That is true.
And I feel that they know Michael Bedard is in the perfect position to get a shot.
He is.
Because based on data, we like to talk Bedard on this show, and history, it looks well and to get this chance to be prime minister of this country. Now, you know, Bahamian people right now, they feel in their pockets, you know.
That's big, you know.
We feel in our pocket.
What constituency are you in?
I'm in Golden Isle. And see what that's
you're in my constituency.
You see how that switch?
Uh-huh.
You see how it switch?
You see how
we switch?
Uh-huh.
You know? And we can switch again, eh?
See you later, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call. Let me read a couple of these texts before we get in. Say, I believe in the leadership of Michael Pintard and will support him moving forward. But if the former prime minister comes, the FNM will not get my vote. This is Texas coming through. He says, if Pintard can't beat former prime minister Minnis, then I don't see him beating Prime Minister Davis. He says, Howard, Mr. Pintard will win the leadership race, in my opinion, and he deserves a chance. The others are muddying the waters. I predict Dr. Minnis throwing his support behind Mr. Pintard after the convention. Okay. He says, good afternoon. When opposition sits in five seats, only they are drawn out. When opposition has five seats, only they are drawn out. It is why somehow we need to have a balanced house. But unless we can vote separately for MPs and from the prime minister, it is hard to vote for individuals rather than this is coming through. Mm-hmm. He says, good afternoon. Please tell Anton, focus on the issues at hand. Many PLPs are hurting and Bahamians still feel like third class in our own country. This is
powerful.
Texas coming
That's
through.
Powerful.
So this is Howard. You are slick. Ain't nobody into Dr. Sands. And you know that. Make Garth happy and say it. And say that you know in your heart who is the underdog. Is the COI. This is what they say. Or nothing. So the FN, the PLP, FNM, UBP have passed on to the next side. This is Texas coming through. This is good afternoon, Howard. If Michael Pintard is elected as leader, he will be the first FNM that was never affiliated with the PLP. This is Texas coming through. This is who That joke is talking about giving Minnis another chance at 69,000 question marks. He says, y'all want us to go back to the abuser? Minnis was insulting, dictatorial, and heartless. Nope. Never. This is the text that's coming through. It says, this Bahamian can say he hasn't learned. To learn is to do better. And the one simple thing to show that he had learned how to be a publicly acknowledged and apologize for what he has been doing wrong. To have to ask what he's been doing wrong, though that they see him acting like, listen, I can't understand the text. I'm not going to fight you. So it says, when will the pandemic narrative be done with? Oban was in 2018. Why before the pandemic? Way before the pandemic. So it says, people have had it with Minnis. Oban established Minnis as a dictator. COVID just cemented the opinion. I believe 2018, Oban was the first Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I'm sorry. I ain't sorry. And I ain't changing for the moment. This is a text that's coming through. This is good day, Howard. The people are only acting like they support Dr. Minnis, who has no political ID than the PLP. Than the PLP will again. I don't understand what you're texting. It says, they are all in the driver's seat to control the public purse. Okay, this is heavy what you're saying. It says, good afternoon, Howard, and guests, and the Bahamas at large. Howard, I concur with the lady concerning Dr. Hubert Minnis. While I believe Dr. Minnis wants to remedy himself with the voters and supporters of the various political parties and baiting him to win, but in the upcoming general election, they believe strongly that Mr. Minnis and the FNM would be disseminated and eliminated.
Decimated.
That's what they say?
Decimated.
All right? Mm-hmm. And eliminated. Mm-hmm. It says, with Dr. Minnis as leader at the Free National Movement. This is a lot of stuff, guys. This is a lot of conversation. Tomorrow I'm going to have a great conversation. I want to thank you guys so very kindly. Say two words before we get out of here.
Well, thank you, Hal, for having me on a very different kind of show today. I think it's a good... I would like to end off by saying our nation is indeed evolving. We have a great opportunity. Well, the FNM actually has a great opportunity to practice ahead of whenever the election is, to cement whoever the leader is taking them into it. All the best to them in that venture. And Bahamians, let's continue to be grateful for the country of liberty that we have.
Yeah, and enjoy the conversation as we move towards maturity. That's what I like you brought to the table.
Yes, sir.
The idea of maturity. So Howard Grant, the Foundation, Guardian Radio, you the Bahamian people, thank you.
I get a lot of calls now from my good friends in the Free National Movement. I see at least 9,000 calls on my phone. Y'all are wilding out talking about calling me. You need to stop it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here live and in full effect. Grateful to have a good conversation with you. Tomorrow, we're going to dive deeper into it. We're only talking a little bit about national leadership growth and development and looking at it through the lens of the Free National Movement, their convention coming up. I want to thank you so much for it, guys. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy your day. I'll see you tomorrow. Godspeed.